stumped. And admit that George Orwell's journalistically trumped, and accepted that context and sense have been dumped. If the Times to you is worth braving, then you better start skimming through the parts fit to print, for the Times, they aren't a-changing. Come writers and editors who supersize with your pen, you use misleading weasel words time and again, like the West and our interests, moderate and friend. And there's no end to all this renaming, and no reader will vote based on the objectivity they pretend, for the time they aren't a-changing. Come publishers, headline writers with your hidden point of view, that which stirs up concerns may concern mainly you, by putting your foot in a poor person's shoe. There's a battle outside raging, but you never know that inside the bubble that skews the times, they aren't a-changing. Come all ye truth seekers throughout the land, and do criticize the sly bias at hand. These corporate insiders are deaf to our demand, never calling for corporate jail terms. In a world upside down, such division is banned, for the times, they aren't a-changing. The old gray lady will always stand fast, do her best to stupefy the news-reading class. As reliable reporters, they're woefully miscast. Will alternative media save us? Let the youth write their stories, produce their own podcasts, for the times, they aren't a-changing.